So, hey man.
Hey!
Episode 4.
Number 4.
Episodio.
This is called The Sanctuary.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's a little slower,
which is fine. I like that. I like a little bit more in the lore.
Character building.
He said his name. We're just going to call him the Mandalorian. But
I don't remember.
I don't remember what his name.
I remember hers, Cara Dune.
Yeah. Well, it's because even the toys doesn't even have his name. It's just called the Mandalorian. So, which there's like
Mando.
Thousands of Mandalorians. They go off to this. In the beginning, pre-credits or pre-intro, so you have this farming community and this off-world eating a bunch of blue shrimp, which is pretty funny.
I think they showed that in a lot of the previews. Before the season even came out.
Yeah, because that was the one preview I saw that she was about to take off his helmet. So that's that one. So pretty much what's happening is the Mandalorian goes to this one planet because it doesn't have any imperial.
There's no starport. There's no imperial presence.
Nothing like that.
Backwater.
You know, this is like, you know, probably New Mexico 200 years ago. It ain't nothing out here. So he goes there so he can lay low for a couple months with his baby Yodes.
That's his name now.
Baby Yodes, yeah, baby Yodes.
Yodes.
And which is hilarious because this little baby Yoda he's like the comic relief.
He's a typical toddler.
Yeah,
stop touching that.
Stop touching that. And then he's just like,
it's like little kids playing with the power windows.
And then
stop touching that.
And then he holds him, which is hilarious. So they go to this planet, and he's pretty much trying to just lay low. And of course, if this would be a very boring episode, if it was just him, if nothing happened for 3 months, right?
It's just him sitting there drinking beer for a month.
So pretty much, it's this one indigenous farming community that's getting rampaged by raiders of its
Clatoonians?
Space
orcs,
space bulldogs. That's what they look like.
They did have kind of a doggish looking face.
Yeah, very doggish looking face.
Boorish clan.
Yeah, but you know what it reminded me of? Reminded me of the orcs from Lord of the Rings.
You just said dogs, and I said
orcs. No, I said it reminded me of the orcs.
Yes.
Yeah. But yes, they're very orcish, but they look like bulldogs to me. They look like English.
They did
bulldogs.
Have jolly looking faces, yeah.
Yeah, so which is fine. I like that there's more than just humans in the universe in the galaxy. Cuz it's a big galaxy but you see a lot there's a lot more humans because you know, it's cheaper to put a costume on a human than to make a full
CGI
alien.
Or alien outfit.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, these raiders take these people's harvest and pretty much so what happens to the bounty hunter. Bounty hunter goes down and he goes to this restaurant and he meets...
Lo and behold.
Yeah.
And there Cara Dune sitting across the
Cara Dune restaurant. And Cara Dune...
How long has she been here?
Yeah.
What is her work?
Exactly. She's a badass, yeah. Man.
She kind of disappeared from the restaurant. He tracked her down.
Yeah. So
probably he wishes he didn't.
Yeah. He got his ass handed to him.
She worked him over.
With Baby Yoda's just sipping on his.
Well, she's an ex. You find out she's an ex shock trooper.
Yeah, for the rebellion.
Yeah.
Which
is cool because now you know there were female troopers.
Yeah.
Introduced that.
You always knew that there were female troopers, but you actually
never really covered it.
Exactly. In any of the EU. Or anything like that. So.
So yeah, and dude, she can hold her own against.
Yeah.
Well, in real life, she's a mixed martial artist.
Yeah.
Badass.
So she pretty much what she's doing is she's reprising her role from Deadpool.
Without the hero landing.
Exactly. It would have been awesome if she would have done a hero landing.
After she kicked him and landed.
Yeah. So she's a certified badass. And so what she was afraid of is the Mandalorian because Mandalorian's a bounty hunter. She thought
it was for her.
She thought it was for her because God, what was it like? She destroyed something, or she was just trying to get away.
She worked for the rebels, defeating a bunch of imperial warlords.
And exactly.
She just got tired of it and said, "You know what?
Yeah, my early retirement.
I'm outie."
But yeah, no. So she thought he was after her. So they kind of got in a tussle. But after
kind
they
of a Mexican standoff with the guns pointed at each
yeah,
other.
Yeah, exactly. So they kind of figure out, hey, okay, this is not what it seems to be. So he's trying to get away. She's trying to get away. But they thought they were fighting each other. So after a while, these farmers come up to the Mandalorian, says, "We need your help. You know, these raiders. We need to. You know, these raiders keep on killing us and getting our harvest and stuff like that." And we're going to starve and yada, yada, yada. Can you please help? And he's like, no. Because
not enough money.
Not enough money, because he looks at it and he's like, and she even says, so we're doing this for lunch money? Is that what it is? So
yeah, until they said, well, middle of nowhere, we've got to walk 2 days now.
Yeah, middle of nowhere. And then he's like, oh, because he's looking for middle of nowhere.
Do you have lodging?
Yeah, which is always a little surprising to me, since he does have a spaceship. He couldn't just go... That's the only thing that I was sitting there like, oh, okay, so your spaceship is a 2 day walk from here. My lazy,
I'd be pretty good my script again for
exactly
that.
Right.
My, did you learn your lesson?
My lazy ass would have been like, you know what? If it's across the street, I'm taking my car.
Yeah. And he's not lying.
I was like, nah, I'm not gonna walk that much. I'm gonna drive to the post office. He'll walk, not me. So he's the one who'll leave his ship behind 2 days
and
walk.
Get stripped by the jaws.
Exactly. And I'm all like, you know what? I'm good.
Yeah. But, well, from that point, it kind of took on
almost
the same feel of about every other movie you've seen where they're helping the disadvantaged farmers.
Yeah.
We'll teach you how to fight.
Yeah, exactly. I thought it was funny when she kept on saying, like, you know, he only has so many guns. But, well, apparently, so the lady that he kind of is protecting with her daughter, she knows how to shoot.
And nobody touched on that.
Yeah, which is a little weird.
Who here has fired a blaster before? She's the only one raised her hand.
Yeah, the only one that you saw. There was a couple other ones, but the thing is, like, she knows how to shoot.
Fire range, everybody's missing. Dude, she dead center.
Yeah,
and then he just looked at her.
But yeah. So, but the one good thing that I think that came out of this episode so far that we're talking about is you actually hear about his bucket. When did you last take your bucket off? Yesterday.
When's in last front of someone.
Yeah, when's the last time you took it off in front of somebody? So when there were those kids out
a
there.
A child.
So yes, he does take off his bucket. He does groom and shave and whatever.
Brush his teeth.
Yeah, and he eats and stuff like that, and he puts his bucket on. He just doesn't do
does
it.
In solitude.
Yeah.
But not, that's something, because if you watched, was it Rebels? Not all the Mandos keep their helmets on.
Yeah, no, yeah.
It's just different clan. And that's why they were saying he might be an offshoot of Death Watch, those guys who just, they don't take their buckets off
yeah,
people.
Yeah, exactly. And
it's not a Mandalorian-wide thing. It's that little clan of Mandos.
Yeah,
who,
yeah, every clan has their different rules and stuff like that.
And I found out the collarings mean something. The Mandalorians.
The color?
Their armor, the colors.
Oh, the colors. Oh, yeah, I don't.
I didn't know that before.
I don't know.
I was reading about that. I guess blue, because the heavy Mando is a lot of blue. That means he's very loyal.
Yeah.
The blacksmith's got the gold.
Oh, okay.
That stands for vengeance. So she's got a chip on her shoulder about something. He doesn't really have any colors. This is all shiny.
Yeah, because I guess he hasn't even got a seat yet, so. Maybe he hasn't picked his colors
yet. He hasn't earned his colors.
Yeah. Got to earn these stripes.
It was not an honor.
These colors don't run, you know.
Redneck.
Man. Exactly.
I want to see some backward redneck Mandos.
It is. Just like with a wife beater underneath, you know. It's
no armor, just a wife beater.
Exactly, right. Just
gun rack on his spaceship. And a Bo Sivas license plate up front.
To the Confederate flag bumper sticker on the back of the Razor Crest.
I would so pay to see that.
Oh, man. Yeah, so, or like the Dukes of Hazzard theme on the honk. We going hunting, boys! Woo! But yeah, so pretty much what happens is he's paid to protect these people, and then he goes scouting, and he finds out there's something big in this woods, and he finds that it is an old AATST, commonly known as a chicken walker or a imperial.
The two-legged ones.
The two-legged ones.
Am I the only one who thought, you know what, you should go over to Endor and bring back a bunch of Ewoks?
Yeah, right.
And they'll take that thing out, no problem.
Well, they took that thing out with, like, I mean, it was their woods. So, I mean, but this you have to understand that this AT-ST was an old Imperial AT-ST that was pretty much redecorated.
Looked like it'd been up armored.
Up armored, and it looked cool as hell.
Red lights.
That was one of those one things that I saw, and I was like, man, if I was them, and it, Disney's so great at showing visual motions, because when you saw that thing get up, I was like scared for him. I was like,
it was
oh my god,
cloudy.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it lights up, and the two eye slits were red.
Red, yeah,
and
it was kind of frightening. I wish
it even had that animal sound to it.
Yeah,
when it came over.
You know, it's the CG on that AT-ST far surpasses anything from the original trilogy, which is saying something. I mean, it's 40 years ago, so.
That thing was kind of frightening.
Yeah,
I saw that coming through the woods.
I would be pooping myself. I was like, oh, and this guy's like with a stick. You know, I was like, what are you gonna do with the stick?
Well, she said, I've seen it take out a battalion.
Yeah, no, yeah, of military people. So it's you're talking about just 20 farmers that you ain't doing much. So, I do appreciate them going into their to their campment and stuff like that. It was just such a good. And God, man, it feels like a space western. It really does. And you know, I don't think there's a lot of new elements on the story of this, because you do see a lot of repeat story from older westerns and stuff like that, especially with the
Seven
whole
samurai,
especially with like the training the farmers, and you have the one guy with the stick that's pointing in the wrong direction is the pointy end goes out. So yeah, I mean, I think. So he's pretty much, you know.
Well, he almost stayed.
He almost stayed. That was that one part where she like lifts his helmet up and he brings her back down.
He holds her arms.
Yeah,
You don't know if he was thinking about it then, but that's when somebody took a pot shot at
Yodes. Yeah,
Yodes.
Little Yodes. Yeah, and that
sounds
was
like a rapper's name.
That's probably the new
Lil Yodes.
So pretty much it.
Did your heart stop when you saw the crosshairs pop on his head?
I kind of knew it was coming, because there's no way. Oh, yeah, there you go. He's dead. Right, that's it.
I was waiting. I thought somebody would walk in front of the shot or something.
Yeah. The Mandalorian was just going to catch the bullet.
Like Kylo Ren, and stop it. I do have the Force.
Exactly. Yeah, no, it's yeah, so she kind of kills him at the end. So they figure out he still has a tracker on him, and he can be tracked anywhere. So I'm guessing the next episode is him pretty much saying, okay, he needs to find out who put the tracker on him and then try to take the tracker. It's like that whole John Wick thing. He's going to the top and stopping it.
Yeah, maybe by the end of the season we'll find out who put the bounty on.
Yeah.
On Lil Yodes.
It'd be Palpatine at the end.
Unlimited power.
So, yeah, I mean, it was like another good continuation. I didn't even realize how long this one was. It might have been a little longer. I didn't even look how long it was.
I
don't mind that. I like
that. Did you see who directed it?
Yeah, it was, what was that? What
Bryce
was her
Dallas
name?
Bryce Dallas Howard.
Yeah.
Ron Howard's daughter. Because that popped up then. I was like, are you serious?
Yeah.
Now she's into directing? Okay.
Yeah, which is really cool.
I thought she did a decent job.
Yeah, I thought she did a really good job of the story. I mean, remember, they're directing his writing. So there's nothing going to be different. It's just the way it looked. The way it looked amazing.
Yeah, she captured a lot of emotion with the...
Yeah,
the different shots.
With the different shots, especially the AT-ST, just
and like you said, with the humor. Why don't they just get? They should get like a little child seat to put in the Razor Crest. Strap him into the baby.
Well, he
seat.
Has his little child seat, but unfortunately, it was thrown away. So,
what I want to see
is
the Mandalorian push him in one of those little collapsible strollers.
Trying to collapse it to put it on, like in the thing, and he can't
in the
do
trunk
it.
Of the Razor
and then
Crest.
He just like shoots it and disintegrates it. That would be amazing. Yeah, no, it was a good episode.
Not as much action,
but
they can't all be John Wick episodes.
Exactly, and I mean, but the thing is, I mean, you had like a full out almost like little war, and you had an AT-ST, which is amazing that you got to see an AT-ST that's been retrofitted to their clan kind of thing. You got to see that there are people that are just trying to farm on different planets. You got to see the Mandalorian that does take off his helmet, because everybody, I love, there's a great memes out there, you know, of what Mandalorian looks really cool, and then you take his helmet off and it's all patchy and zits everywhere and stuff like that, because he hasn't washed his face in forever. So it was really cool that you
I'm
got
hoping
to see,
he takes it off and
you
it's
got
just
to see,
one of those slow motion Brad Pitt things.
Oh yeah, just like
flips
long
his
hair,
flips his hair a little bit.
That would be amazing. But I think what happens is, and he says, is like, if I take it off, I can never put it back on again. in front of somebody.
At least not in that for that tribe.
So, you know, who knows? He might go on his own and stuff like that. And if he does take it off in front of somebody, I don't know. But everybody was sitting here like, so we're seeing kind of a theme that you have one character only staying for one or two episodes.
Yeah, they're introducing some bigger name people, but they're not continuing character. Well,
we're
only four episodes in.
Yeah, and I think it's only going to eight or nine episodes.
I think it's less than 10.
Yeah,
which is fine by me because there's not a lot of, like I said, not a lot of filler, which makes them less than an hour. Yeah. They're to the point.
Yeah,
they tell you the story, they get it done.
They tell the story, they move on. They don't. It's not like. You know,
they didn't let George Lucas add in a whole bunch of CGI that didn't belong,
like nine Jar Jar Binkses or something like that,
and Han Solo stepping on Jabba's tail.
Oh God, that was so horrendous. which I have to say is a big disrespect to the original actor that
McClunky.
Was
clunky.
Yeah, McClunky. So yeah, I think it was a great episode. It was a good continuation. I like it.
Every episode makes me want to see the next one.
And it wants me to replay the one I just watched. And it makes me want to go back to the first one.
I have already watched it twice already. Yeah. It's only 1 o'clock
you messaged me, did you watch it? I usually, when I wake up, I have my coffee and I go in my living room because I don't want to watch it on my phone. I have a big television. I want to see it and I want to put my phone away and I want to actually watch it. This is the only show that I've done that. And did you read that The Mandalorian surpassed Stranger Things as the most viewed thing on streaming right now?
I don't doubt it.
And it's because because 90% of my feed is Mandalorian right now.
I did notice they're starting to do some of the little Yodes merchandise now. My Facebook is getting inundated with those little plushies. And God damn it, I almost bought one. I had my finger over it. I'm like, let me see how much. Oh, it's only 30? No, I'll wait.
Yeah, you should just buy like a whole crate of them and put them over here.
Oh, God, they would go like crazy.
Right. But yeah, so, you know, but other than that, I think it was a good episode. It was a good after Thanksgiving episode. They really should have put it on Thanksgiving. That would have been a lot better.
Something to do besides football.
Yeah, I didn't.
I quit watching football a year or so back.
My Redskins were like 1-9, so or 2-9.
I can only thing that surprised me is I saw the Bills beat the Cowboys the other day.
Oh, spoiler!
And
if anybody's watching this on Saturday and you haven't seen it yet,
the Bills are like 9-3. How did that happen?
Hey, the Bills were like, they went to the Super Bowl like 4 years in a row. So, but this
was
also like,
this was
in the 90s.
The 80s, yeah. Late 80s, early 90s. So, yeah, great episode.
Yeah. Continuation. And Baby Yoda is pretty much, he's hilarious. And he knows the humor on that is really great.
I still haven't seen any big named bounty hunters coming after him. Because this is set after Return of the Jedi,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So there's still
this is about five years after the Return.
There's still a ton of them around. IG-88, I think, is dead at that point. I think Boba killed him.
We have to remember EU stuff doesn't count anymore.
No, I think it was in Empire when they went to Cloud City.
Oh God!
Because IG-88 followed him there, and Boba jumped him.
I gotta watch it again. But yeah. either way,
you see him in the Ugnaughts thing in the corner.
Oh, okay. Crap. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah.
But I don't think they'll put another IG robot. I think IG-11 was pretty much cool.
I'd like to see, like, Dengar.
Dengar would be cool.
Forlom.
Yeah, Forlom, Zuckus.
Bosk. Yeah. Let's see some named characters. Or maybe they just want to stay away from the known characters.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe they want to put their own in, which is really cool.
Which I can understand, too, but I want to see.
But Zara,
that's me being but greedy.
That, what's her name? Zara Dune?
Cara Dune.
Cara Dune. She's not a bounty hunter.
No,
she's an old military person.
Now she's just like a mercenary for hire.
Yeah. So, great episode. You guys should really watch it. But don't take our word for it. Comment down below. What did you guys think? What was your favorite part of the show? Like I said, it's a good continuation. It's not as jam-packed, but there was a lot of cool things in there.
Didn't see too many Easter eggs.
No, didn't see too. You have to understand it's. But the AT-ST is about as big as Easter egg as you get.
That's not much of an Easter egg. That's pretty much in your face.
Exactly.
It's not hidden. Not hidden at all.
But yeah, so it's really cool. You should definitely watch it. But yeah, while you're down there, go ahead and hit the subscribe button and that like button. It does actually help us out a lot. And when you're hitting that subscribe button, hitting that bell icon. nice every time, because it really does help out the show, and we're closer to 10 million every time. But we'll try to keep up with these shows. We'll see you guys next week. My name is Patrick with Talk Nerd in Me.
Troy, also with Talk Nerd in Me.
Nerds, we will see you on episode 5 of The Mandalorian.
Later, nerds.
Later, nerds. Bye. Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Reef? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.